Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your rate update for October 4th, 2023. Man, we are in for a wild ride. Yesterday, mortgage rates went up an eighth, basically across the board. I had a lot of people calling me at the end of the day. They're like, hey Dan, just checking to see where rates are because I got quotes from other places. They gave me the rates they were quoted, and I'm like, I hope you locked in because it's no longer available. So in today's video, I want to go over that a little bit with you and how we can lock you even while you're shopping. We can do that. And then also, what in the heck is going on with mortgage rates? So let's get to it. The first thing I want to show you guys is here's the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing their house. And it's nuts. I agree with you. But the question we ask is, what's really pushing mortgage rates as high as they are? And I go through this every day, and I want you guys to understand the dynamics of it. So instead of going through this, I'm going to put down in the description below this article so you can truly understand the dynamics, especially the news that came out this week in regards to the jobs numbers and the JOLT numbers and things like that. Well, let me explain. Let's go to the economic calendar and see what actually caused yesterday's mortgage rates to spike to levels we haven't seen since the 90s. Yes, the 90s. So the big data came in was the JOLT index. What the JOLT index is let's just click the button, a survey done by the U.S. Bureau of Labor to help measure job vacancies. It collects data and basically it says how many job openings there are. Okay, so there was, what was the number yesterday? It was crazy. 9.6 million job openings. So that is basically what spooked the market because the Federal Reserve is saying, hey, the employment market's already too much to handle because people are getting more money. There are more raises. You have all these unions on strike right now asking for raises up to 40%. That's not going to help. Well, that's going to help people, but it's not going to help the overall economy cure inflation. So that was the news yesterday, but the news we have today is right here. How many jobs ADP is saying that were added? Now, this is dismal, but I don't put a lot of credence in ADP because their report is usually way off kilter. So we're going to monitor the rest of the week on what the jobs numbers look like and earnings for people, and then the unemployment claims and unemployment rate. That's going to be in big, big, big focus for the Federal Reserve. They want basically initial jobless claims to be at the tick of about 300,000. And we're not having that just yet, but it might be right around the corner with all the activities we have in the economy going right now. But so far today, we had the ADP payroll numbers coming in. Their last reading was 180,000 people got new jobs in the last report. They were expecting that to come down just a little bit to 150, came in less than 90. So this actually caused the markets initially, the stock market to do well and the bond markets to do well. And now it's starting to retract a little bit because, you know, it's just profit taking and the markets, you know, stabilizing. I'm going to show you how unstable they really are. Then you have the servicing index, which is basically flat or came in basically right where it was expected, a little bit lower. Then you have manufacturing came in as expected. So the hope was the manufacturing would start getting crushed, thus having more people not get jobs, thus increasing the initial jobless claims. Okay, so but what I want to show you guys right now is the technicals behind things. So here's the technicals. So if you're a mortgage person or a realtor, you kind of should know this stuff, especially if you're in the mortgage business right now. God bless you. But right now, here's the disconnect that we're seeing in the markets in with bond yields. So what we focus in on a daily basis is what is the mortgage bond doing? Because it's the biggest part of your mortgage rate. Okay, so what you need to understand is this chart right here. As this chart goes down, means the price of the bond is going down, rates are going up. Look how much of a dramatic drop we've seen in the last 6 months. Well, let's just tick it out to the last 3 months, okay? In the last month. Okay, but what I want you guys to understand are these lines up here. So what I want you guys to understand is these lines up through here are giving us moving averages. Okay, so you can see down below, it says the blue line is 25-day SMA, the red line is 50-day SMA, and the green line is 100-day SMA. That's basically the averages. So if you look at all of them, look where they are. Look how much higher they actually are than where we currently are. That's a huge disconnect in the market right now. So the uncertainties out there are what's causing this. The uncertainty of House Speaker, for the first time ever in history, just got booted. Well, we have a government shutdown just around the corner. Now you don't have representatives from one side of the aisle, you know, a main representative there to fight that battle. So what's going to happen? Don't know. We have union strikes all over the map, and they come and they get added to this every day. And then you have oil prices, which are skyrocketing. You might be saying, Nan, what's oil have to do with it? Well, oil is the lifeblood of our economy. As oil prices go up, well, the costs and services of things have to go up, or companies' profits are going to go down. Okay. And then when companies' profits go down, they start laying off people. That's what the Fed wants to happen. Okay. But there is a huge disconnect in the markets right now. So this is what's taking place because of the uncertainties. And the uncertainties are going to be here for the next 30, 60, 90 days. And then as data starts to compile, the government shutdown, could it happen? It could happen. Has it ever happened in history? Yes, but maybe for, 30 days or so. So it will eventually be worked out, because we are basically the world's market or the world's economy. So we can't have the U.S. default on their debt. So that's all the fear in the markets right now that's making this much of a cushion when it comes to the gap in where we are today and where the averages are. Because we are there, usually you don't have this much of a disconnect in the market. So I just want you guys to understand, how the bond market reacts to this. And then please read the article that we have down below on what's actually pushing this data down so far. But if you're not a mortgage advisor, if you're maybe a realtor out there, or you're a consumer looking to buy your first house, I want to show you just a little bit of unique things that we offer here at the FREO team. We work at a bank that we're federally licensed throughout the entire country, so I can help anybody in the U.S. as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for over 50 years, and I would love to help you guys. The one piece of the puzzle that most people, when you call a bank, they can offer you their rate sheet. If you call another company like Rocket Mortgage and Guaranteed Rate and those companies, they offer you their rate. Okay, well, how do you scan the whole market to say, instead of having to go out there and apply at five different companies and get their rate quotes and then have to keep calling back to get updates and everything, how can you do all of this in one place? Well, I just posted a video just recently, and it's right up here, how we can be your Amazon when it comes to getting your rate, scanning your rate to make sure you're getting the best rate and the lowest fees in the market. So check out that video that we have right up here. What's my analysis of what's going to take place today? Be honest with you, hopefully the government starts getting some things worked out. A lot of the union strikes start to dissipate, and we just get back to maybe a little bit normal world. But just so you know, these are the top six rates that people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. Basically, the guidelines behind this, or the criteria behind these rates, there's five things. So if your five components add up to this is probably where your rate's going to be. So it's somebody buying their first house. It's going to be their primary home, and it's a single family home. It's not a duplex. It's not a three unit building, anything like that. It's a single family home, and you have a 740 credit score, and you're putting down 20%. So you don't need a 740 credit score to get a loan. You in most cases need 580 credit score or higher, and you don't need to put down 20%. You can get away with, in most cases, as low as 3% of a down payment. So that's what the basis is of these rates. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, how can you help me navigate this market? Well, please visit us at therateupdate.com, and it's going to bring you right to this website here. There's three ways you can reach out to us. One is you can hit the apply now button. What it's going to do is something unique. It's going to ask you a series of questions. Based on those answers, how you answer those, it's going to vet you and put you to a specialist on my team that can assist you with that program. They specialize in that program for you. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd rather just call you guys if I can. I want to get this expedited. Well, scroll down to the bottom, and you're going to see our two other ways to get a hold of us. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. Yeah, it's me. I will answer personally. My email is dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Hope you find value in this video. If you do, give me a thumbs up. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.